I'd like to first let you see probably one of the funniest guys I know.
Satire.
Somewhere along the way, his genius twisted. He seemed seduced by death. He became something evil.
All this has taken planning and determination.
The circus show is about to begin.
There is a parental warning.
Make sure no humans are around.
And with that said, eat my ass.
But that's only one of the many new and thrilling experiences waiting for you.
Death lies in the horrifying wait for them all.
Right at this minute, the finger of death is pointing at...
Boy George, I'm just glad someone finally did it.
And what about Brenda?
She sold herself too cheaply.
Gives you a real nice warm feeling inside.
We recently acquired...
Hardcore pornography.
Oh boy!
Does this kind of thing excite you?
Pause the tape and find out for yourself.
Mm-hmm. This weekend, Chuck Swindoll takes a look at
dark nudity on slick paper.
With a big, wide ball.
The sound is so realistic, your eyes will want to follow the ball.
Due to time constraints, the commission has selected
sexual perversion, including homosexuality and lesbianism.
It's more fun to know you've done a good job.
For only about one-third the cost of eating out.
The following are some important statistics in the study of lesbianism.
Work that helps us live more comfortably and happily together.
With lesbian implications.
Yeah, baby!
Do you really want to know what cool is?
Oh, no, not really.
Look at all this cool stuff!
Coins. Golf tees.
Spell books, occultic amulets.
Building materials, rocks.
Crystal ball.
Golf balls, sewing supplies.
Some potato peelings.
The burning cigarette.
What's that? The ashtray rolls on brass wheels?
Because of their round shape, they roll all over the place.
You'll find them throughout the store.
But they didn't find Jesus.
I will look for you. I will find you. And I will kill you.
Do it! Do it!
Come on, kill me, I'm here!
Come on, do it now, kill me!
How would you prefer me to kill you?
With lots of soap.
We ask women to give up their soap.
And they should see their doctors.
She is being tortured.
And it's a lot of fun.
Let's listen to this four-year-old in her doctor's office.
I wanna fuck.
I'm gonna have to quote my minister wife.
I'm a little worried about being a slut.
One big fat wife was fine for a while.
She's a prostitute.
Yes, that's right.
She knows how to have a good time.
Why aren't you having a good time?
I have already lived several hundred years.
He fell dead.
Hi, this is Scott Baio.
Apparently, he spent about 120 years building
the biggest goddamn pile of shit.
He fell dead.
They're both dead.
And I strangled and killed them.
This used to be hard for Steve to do. One morning, as Steve was dressing himself, he thought about something that you have probably thought about too.
A gruesome display of monstrously inhuman, degenerate behavior.
Steve, do you have a question?
What did people do before the telephone was invented?
They tried to murder and torture their way to a fortune in lost emeralds.
If the government can kill, why can't I?
Steve found that he could do it.
It's such fun to do, and so easy.
Let's all try it.
No, I can't. Anyway, how is your sex life?
It's full of monstrous figures.
I bet you got really hairy balls.
Sure.
Buttons had some sweet hazelnuts.
You've got a plate full of the fudgiest, chewiest brownies you ever ate.
I got a snake, man.
Look at what I got.
Pizza quite unlike any you've ever had.
Covered with monkeys.
Yet its reputation for fine food is untarnished.
And is the food good?
I don't know. It tastes like glue.
I don't like it.
It acts like a deadly poison.
Tastes greasy.
Just pour it into the mold, and in minutes you can add monster hair.
When you're in the mood for great Italian food,
eat shit and die.
That's exactly what I'm going to do.
He fell dead.
What happened?
He tripped and fell on a stick.
Many schools have reacted by
examining body parts, including his genitals.
You go into an elementary school today and you will find 8 and 9-year-olds throughout the school wearing
rubber and leather garments.
The next part that I have on tape for you is I wanted to show you how much time they give a person who's listening to this message to stop thinking about what they just heard. Listen, there's only about 1 second.
Does it smell good enough for you in there?
Smells like
tons of garbage.
What do you think of that?
That's one small fart for man. One giant leap from
Johnny Mathis.
Try to recall everything that happened. Everything that was said.
Again, this is
satire
saying thank you.
Fuck you!
From all of us at American Standard.